USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden has selected D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson as his nominee to succeed retiring Justice Stephen Breyer, making history by picking a black woman for the nation's highest court, according to Politico. Jackson has long been considered the leading contender for the post, particularly after Biden elevated her last year from the trial court bench to the appeals court, seen as second in power only to the Supreme Court. Jackson is popular with liberal legal activists looking to replace Breyer with a justice willing to engage in ideological combat with the court's conservatives. An inflation gauge that is closely monitored by the Federal Reserve jumped another 6.1% in January compared with 1 year ago, the latest evidence that Americans are enduring sharp price increases that will worsen as Russia continues to invade Ukraine. The figure reported by the Commerce Department was the largest year-over-year rise since 1982. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard, we're here with Nancy B., who's a longtime user of Revive One. Nancy, tell me, how has Revive One changed your life?
Well, my husband has a lot of pain in his back, and believe me, we've tried a million things. I have so many things on the counter. I've had prescriptions. I've had all kinds of things. But this really, really does relieve the pain on his shoulder and his back. And now I've got a little bursitis in my hip. And I've been using that too, and I'm so pleased. I tell people to please try this product because it really, really works.
Not available in stores or on Amazon. Get yours factory direct at painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland.com. Use coupon code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Pain relief or your money back at painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. Not available in stores or on Amazon. Painfreeland.com. Coupon code SAVE20.
Active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
The verdict is in Minneapolis, and with that story, here's USA's Wendy King.
Three former Minneapolis police officers involved in the police killing of George Floyd were found guilty of violating his civil rights by a federal jury. Tu Tao, J. Alexander Kung, and Thomas Lane were found guilty of depriving Floyd of his civil rights by not attending to his medical needs, as former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin knelt on Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
U.S. market regulators are probing whether Tesla boss Elon Musk and his brother violated insider trading rules in connection with share sales last year. The Securities and Exchange Commission launched its probe after Kimball Musk sold $108 million worth of Tesla stock just a day before a significant drop in the electric car maker's price. Tesla stock value dropped sharply after Elon Musk posted a Twitter poll asking whether he should sell 10% of his stake in the company. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
U.S. Auto safety regulators are investigating complaints that the automatic emergency braking systems on more than 1.7 million newer Hondas can stop the vehicles for no reason. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it has over 280 complaints that the problem can happen in 2017 through 2019 CRV SUVs and 2018 and 19 Accord sedans. The agency announced the probe on its website. More than 80% of the billions of dollars in federal rental assistance aimed at keeping families in their home during the pandemic went to low-income tenants, according to the Treasury Department. It also concluded that the largest percentage of tenants receiving pandemic aid were black, followed by female-led households. In the fourth quarter of 2021, the Treasury Department found that more than 40% of tenants getting help were black, and two-thirds of recipients were female-headed households. According to the Eviction Lab at Princeton University, the most likely to face eviction are low-income women, especially women of color. Domestic violence victims and families with children are also at high risk for eviction. Lawmakers approved over $46.5 billion in emergency rental assistance last year. After early challenges getting the funds out, the pace of the distribution picked up over the last few months. Throughout 2021, over $25 billion has been spent and obligated. That represents 3.8 million payments to households. You've almost made it to the weekend. Welcome to your Friday. Reporting for USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.